This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Whether you're working out or working on your high score, you never settle for less. So why should it be any different when you choose your protein drink? Rockin' Protein comes in three delicious flavors, has 30 grams of protein, and is always made with fresh milk, so you're never left with that chalky taste. Rockin' Protein. Never settle for less than a great-tasting, high-quality protein drink. Visit rockinprotein.com to find Rockin' Protein wherever you are. Rockin' Protein and Shamrock Farms are registered trademarks of Shamrock Foods Company.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review. Your old Drew Spacebar. No bio because we've done Your Old Drew on the main channel. Mm-hmm. And I gave you a bio there. So go check that out. You know what I'm saying? Ken, this fucked me up. Bro, when did this come out?
I think it's relative, like it's real new.
It is new. Hey, I need more listens. This cracked the rotation. This is in the rotation. Look, you know why it fucked me up, Kent? From the moment I put this shit on with Spacebar intro, I said, oh, this nigga featuring Game? Where Game at? Bro, like his tonality is very game-ish. And at times I felt like he was kind of flowing like him, not saying that he's doing it intentional. And for everybody listening, if you've been listening to Dead in Hip Hop, you already know Game is one of my favorite artists. So that caught my ear ASAP. I'm like, whoa, hold on. But then we talking about there's another artist that we recently reviewed that said that he was talking to you. Ooh, this nigga was dropping sermons, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh, this joint right here. And I know, I only gave this joint two listens. It requires so much more. This. I don't want to jump out the gym. You know, I jump out the gym sometimes, Ken. But this shit up there. This shit is up there. Nigga, Cosmonaut? Oh my God. I'm like, yo. And who the producer?
I don't know.
I need to know the producer.
I would love to know.
Because, this is one of the better 2021 projects, man.
Man, the first time I listened to it, you know, because Your Old Drew can rap. I already knew what to expect. I was like, okay, this is solid. Teetering on the good. But then I listened to it again, and I just heard everything different. This motherfucker was on his shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was on his shit even more than I originally thought. Like, man, I was like, yo, this shit is fucking nuts, bro. That fucking White Russian.
Bruh.
Man, he made it a point of emphasis to let you know I'm not Anglo-Saxon, I'm Eastern European.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was so fucking interesting for him to want to make that distinction. So mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with that. Fucking Bloody Mary. But what got me was Babushka 4.
Mm.
Oh my God, the fucking beat. Oh my God, he was killing that shit. And then it just started getting better. 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yes.
Murdering that shit.
Yes.
Fucking Meteor Man with Lil Ugly Mane and Billy Woods. Now, and of course, the God Fahim and Nicholas Elf's verse was dope. God Fahim killed it on his two tracks. But it opened really strong, like you said. You already talked about Cosmonaut and Yuri. But yeah, right when it hit White Russian, it started to really just kind of just take off like a fucking... I guess like a rocket. But man, that fucking Meteor Man, like, I think I got Lil Ugly Man mixed up with somebody else. Ugly God, or what is it?
Oh, Ugly God. Yeah.
Okay. Because when I saw, I was like, dang, he's doing something with Ugly God?
Oh, yeah, no.
Nah, it wasn't.
No, this is
somebody
Ugly
else.
Ugly God would never be in this realm of rap right here.
I thought he was expanding, bro.
Nah, Ugly Man started.
I was like, when did Ugly God start rapping like this?
The only nigga that we done reviewed that I can see Ugly God rapping with is BFB the Gunman. Them two niggas, they can do something together.
Yeah, then I realized it was somebody else. But he Lil Ugly Man killed that shit. And Billy Woods, of course,
Yes.
GOAT as always. But fucking your old Drew
yes.
was on his fucking shit.
Yes.
He
yes.
was on his shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what this is? This is Steph Curry scoring 60, only missing 1-3 the whole game. Mm. That's what this is, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, like Ken, look, I'm about to go on a trip real soon. And yeah, bro. Hey, this is downloaded. This is for offline listening. This is offline listening right here, bro. I need more listens because this shit is amazing.
Oh, it's a lot of gems on there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And that's why I'm saying, bro, I'm not trying to jump out the gym. But y'all can hear the passion and the excitement in my voice. This is one of the better projects of 2021. I don't know where. Mm-hmm. I don't know where. Because it literally came out 3 days ago. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't want to jump, but it is amazing.
Nah, it's dope. It's really dope.
But Ken, this one is a little longer. Even bro, it's 13 tracks. It's only 30 minutes. Which
I know.
Is crazy.
I know.
Crazy. But what were some of your favorites? I know you already mentioned some, but I got let's some go many, back through,
bro. But
I know me too.
White Russian, Bloody Mary, mm-hmm. Babushka 4, 2001: A Space Odyssey. Give me that Meteor Man. And fucking Yuri. Yuri was dope too.
Yeah. So for me, give me Spacebar Intro, give me Cosmonaut, give me Yuri, give me White Russian, give me Meteor Man. I'll keep it there. I'll keep it there. But look, guys, you already know. Euro Droog, if you have not heard of him, then that means that Dead & Hip Hop has not done their job, or you are not listening and watching Dead & Hip Hop. We've done them on the main channel. Is this the first one on the podcast?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, first one on the podcast, but we've done them on the main channel. So go back over there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loved them. Same way me and Ked love them right now. And go stream his music, bro. All y'all got Apple Music, Spotify, something. I know you got something. Go stream that. Go support. But yeah, man, you already know what it is, man. It's December. We almost at the end. Be on the lookout. The way that we're going to close out December is going to be with a bang. We got Classic Week coming. We got Atlanta Week coming. And out of respect for Young Dolph, we got Dolph Week coming. So make sure you stay tuned as we close this joint out. We out. Peace.
Peace.